Well, you're tuned to the Radio Thrift Shop. This is DJ Frederick. Radio Thrift Shop is a work in progress, always evolving. It's homegrown, homemade radio, a home for the cast-offs and treasures from the past century of recorded sound. You're invited to come along on this journey of musical exploration. And welcome back to a new season of Radio Thrift Shop. I'm DJ Frederick. If the radio's playing a forgotten song, it's probably Radio Thrift Shop. That was Bobby Grove with Whistle of the Gravy Train, recorded in 1957 in Hamilton, Ohio, and sent around to DJs and radio stations. And that was released by King Records. We started off with Billy Mize and the Windward Isle from 1960. It's the B-side of Little Coco Palm, a 45 released on Raven Records. And there's only two records that I could find listed for Raven Records, so that's a scarce label, and I think the Windward Isle is a scarce record. Well, if you love crate digging, you've come to the right place, so let's dig a little deeper into the crates at the Radio Thrift Shop.
Bye.
45 released on Madison Records in 1961. That was a band called The Dunes with The Lonely Sands. Before that, great Overlook guitarist Phil Upchurch with Strawberry Letter. We started off with a band called The Oracle, Don't Say No, which is the B-side to The Night We Fell in Love, a 45 released on Verve Records in 1967. Skip the A-side and go to the B-side. The Oracle with Don't Say No. Well, I'm DJ Frederick. This is the Radio Thrift Shop. Hope you're enjoying the broadcast. If you have any questions or comments or even requests, you can email me at radiothriftshopnh@gmail.com. That's radiothriftshopnh@gmail.com.
Exploring science in the sea. The chambered nautilus comes from a long line of survivors. Its earliest ancestors appeared more than 500 million years ago. Its family tree has persisted through five global extinctions, including the one that killed the dinosaurs. But the modern-day nautilus may not do so well. It's threatened by the current extinction event caused by our changing climate. And it's also threatened by its own beauty. People are killing millions of them for their spiral shells and the shell's mother-of-pearl lining. The nautilus is a relative of the octopus and squid. Its shell consists of a series of chambers. The animal can fill each chamber with air or water to control its depth. It appears to be a scavenger, living mainly on scraps. The nautilus inhabits tropical waters in the Indian and Western Pacific Oceans. But it doesn't appear to be as common as it used to be. In fact, it's vanished from some locations. One reason may be climate change. It might not be able to survive in the warmer and more acidic oceans, or it could be moving northward to cooler waters as its current habitat heats up. It could also be moving deeper. It can't go too deep, though, or its beautiful shell will implode under the pressure. The nautilus is also being hunted for its shells. From 2000 to 2016, about 1.7 million shells were brought into the United States alone. Some countries are protecting the creatures, and the U.S. has listed the nautilus as threatened, a survivor that's trying to hang on. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute at Port Aransas. I'm Holly Brawley.
This is DJ Frederick. You're at the Radio Thrift Shop. We're crate digging on whatever frequency you're on.
philanthropy. La 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 la.
The amazing jazz harpist Dorothy Ashby with Life Has Its Trials. And before that, from Toronto, Canada, a band called Heavenworth, the tune Spaceman, released on Full Fist Records on a 7-inch vinyl single back in 1978. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop. We're digging the crates. and it's always about good music and discovery. Musically, we take the road less traveled, and I hope that road leads you to the door of the Radio Thrift Shop.
Here's a program from our archives. As the dark sky gives way to dawn in northern Georgia, this Carolina wren is one of the first birds to greet the day. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is the Pulse of the Planet. We're on an early morning walk in the Georgia foothills.
Well, right now I hear cardinals, I hear a wood peewee, I hear a wood thrush. Those are the three that are kind of dominant right now.
It's May in these rolling hills of red clay, and here, like virtually everywhere on the planet, each bird has its time of day to sing its song, every flower has its moment to bloom.
Now here's something, and this is its time just coming on. This is a persimmon, and these are the flowers of the female persimmon. They come out just a few days later than the males.
For Jeff Jackson, a wildlife expert at the University of Georgia, it's important to stay in touch with nature's calendar.
Why be interested in all this seasonal change? Well, the way I look at it is, when you see something, that tells you that you have an appointment. Or when you notice something that's changed in spring, it means it's time to go someplace and see something else. So for people who were still living off the land, when they saw a certain flower bloom, they knew it was time to go to a certain place because the fish would be there and it was time to catch them. And around here, the same thing is true. When you see certain things, even in town, it lets you know that the fish might be running in the Oconee River and it's time to go down and catch the white bass.
You've been listening to a program from our archives. Hey, check out our website, pulseplanet.com, for news of my latest project. It's a novel. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.
Hello and welcome, or welcome back, to the Radio Thrift Shop. I'm DJ Frederick. Cats with Highfalutin, released on Future Records from Philadelphia. And we started off with a Jimmy Knapp Trio and Poinciana. That was released on Esta Records from Hamilton, Ohio. Both of those Forgotten 45s. Well, I am DJ Frederick. You're tuned to the Radio Thrift Shop. It's music and culture in the spirit of Dusty Grooves. There's no agenda, no genre, just music that I enjoy sharing with you. And if your radio's playing a forgotten song, it's probably Radio Thrift Shop. great steel guitarist Pete Drake with a tune called Pleading. Before that, a record by D.R. or Dr. Doolin. Cannot find any information about this record anywhere, particularly on Discogs. But I do know it was released privately. It's a private press release on a 7-inch vinyl single in 1986. Really good stuff, and I'll in a future program we'll have another tune by Dr. Doolin. And we started this set off with Living Guitars and Wild Horses. Sometimes wild horses couldn't drag me away from the record bins. All right, I'm DJ Frederick. You are tuned to the Radio Thrift Shop.
We're going back, before tie-dye was even a thing, to the Grateful Roots, songs that influenced the Grateful Dead. You're on The Soundbeat.
Stealing, stealing, pretty mama, don't you tell on me. I'm stealing back to my same old used to be.
This is Stealin' Stealin', recorded by the Memphis Jug Band in 1928. It was one of the first recordings released by the Grateful Dead on Scorpion Records in June 1966. The band, known for jamming, among other things, had their roots in jug band music. In fact, founding members Jerry Garcia, Bob Weir, and Ron Pigpen McKernan spent their pre-Dead days in a band called Mother McCree's Uptown Jug Champions.
I'm stealing, stealing, pretty mama, don't you tell on me. I'm stealing back to my same old used to be.
They'd move on to the Warlocks, but didn't want to be accused of stealing. Two other bands at the time went by the same name. Ironically, the other two ditched the name as well. You know them by ZZ Top and the Velvet Underground. So how'd they come up with the name Grateful Dead? Steal on over to soundbeat.org. Soundbeat is produced at the Belfer Audio Archive, Syracuse University Library. I'm Brett Barry.
You're listening to DJ Frederick and the Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS, classical WSCS.org.
One night stands, they fade together, like the wind and clouds of the weather. Seems like every place is dry except the weather in my eyes. I don't know where the time is gone, I only know it's gone. Freedom rides, swift horse steps in time. Distant drums, never looking backward from the dream it has begun. Well, I'm waiting at the station, bound to find a new location on that long and lonely road to find a place that I call home. I don't know if the time is gone, I only know it's gone. Freedom rides swift or steps in time to distant drums. Never looking backward from the dream it has begun.
Thank you.
Well, that's about as funky a set as you're going to get. Funky as in diverse and unusual. Xavier Cugat and his orchestra with Bang Bang. Before that, very strange tune by a surf band called The Sandals with Telas Dylan. And we started off from a privately pressed LP, David Wright's original home band, and The Dream It Has Begun. No, you're not dreaming. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop. It will always be a DIY homegrown production and always about musical exploration. If you have any questions, comments, or even requests, email me at radiothriftshopnh@gmail.com. That's radiothriftshopnh@gmail.com.